Hello and welcome to the American Horror Story Podcast, the officially unofficial podcast for the FX series American Horror Story. We're talking about season 6, of course. This is chapter 7, episode 607. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Cecily.
Cecily, what did you think about this episode?
I liked it.
I think
that's a controversial opinion, but I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Or not interesting so much as that it was just kept you on the edge of your seat. This episode was kind of like Oprah. Now you get to die. Now you get to die. Now you get to die.
Were you kind of shocked or surprised or admiring how ruthless Murphy is with the body count?
No.
Really?
We found out last episode everyone's going to die except save one person.
Well, I mean, with 4 episodes to go, including this one, I thought that, you know, you get 1 or 2 deaths per episode.
Well,
but there's just closing people out, man.
That's the thing about Murphy. He already told us that he plans on taking the season in yet another direction in the last few episodes. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But
does anyone know, because it says on Wikipedia that there's 10 episodes. However, they also said that last year, and they still came back with a 3-parter.
And they started earlier this year, so they could get them all in the same year, right?
I don't know, because they're still they're still, like, threatening to run into, I guess it would run up to Thanksgiving if they kept it up. I don't know, because I remember thinking, boy, coming back for that final 3 episodes was kind of a bummer. Coming off a hiatus for that. So
after Christmas last year?
I feel like the show would be a little bit, I don't know, but 10 episodes, if he's going to do another swerve, I don't know. The other thing, I guess, killing off most of the production staff made, I mean, there's anytime you have these found footage, you always have the question of why the hell are these people filming things at this point?
Yeah.
You would have the additional, since this was the conceit was a live television, I was thinking, like, how in the heck are you going to have, like, I get that Sydney's a monster, but it takes a special kind of a-hole to sit there and sit back while people are being butchered on camera. In fact, I would go so far as to say that's criminal behavior. By killing, Sydney right away, they kind of deal with that possible plot hole. So I actually like that. Any pre-thoughts, or should we get right into the recap?
I mean, we should get right into it. What I have to say, I'll say at the time.
Okay. I have something fun that I want to do tonight.
Okay.
So I take these notes in kind of like a shorthand stream of consciousness, and normally I translate that into fully formed thoughts. Tonight, I'm just going to read what my notes actually say for each scene. I'm going to see if Cecily can translate it. Are you ready to begin?
Sure.
First scene, deer, period, ghost, period, fight, period.
Yeah, that was the night cam footage of the deer grazing outside of
puppies of the woods.
Trailer.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you see the original Priscilla hanging outside of the trailer.
Mm.
And inside is Sydney watching Matt and Dominic get in a fight the first time they see each other.
Right. Which he declares as must-see television, which, yeah, honestly, I agree. That would be pretty fucking rad.
So is it immediately after this? No, they get their food first. Okay, yeah. So that's how that opens.
Next note, dinner staffer. This is North Carolina. If it's not breaded and fried, it's not edible.
That's not true. You can find a salad any state, county.
Yeah.
You go
can't
to the grocery
get, no,
store and
all
buy
the
lettuce
entire
and vegetables.
State of North Carolina, there is no fine dining or healthy eating options.
I don't feel like that's a fair representation of them.
Even McDonald's, where they have some salad options, they deep fry their salads in North Carolina.
Fact.
Yeah. And it just gets worse in South Carolina.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, they deep fry it and include a stick of butter with every meal.
Yeah.
It's like Happy Meal, do you want? They don't give you the option between fries and apple slices. It's fries and fried butter. Fried stick of butter.
Gross.
So yeah, she comes in and they're talking to the camera guy and the Sydney, and he's talking about how are they going to miss the girl who got killed by the pig monster in the car. And while this is happening, they see on set that someone has stabbed Rory.
The cameraman picks it up, but they mostly miss it.
Yeah, because Alyssa goes, the dinner staffer, goes out to do something. They are deciding what to do when they go out of the trailer and they find that Alyssa is stabbed. And, of course, Sydney says, get the camera. And then we see Kathy Bates as Agnes step onto the screen and intone, "I am the tree and the light that strikes it," as she stabs pretty much everybody.
Man, it's almost as if you shouldn't have gone and found this woman and let her know exactly where you were going to be.
Yeah, now, and stirred the mentally ill pot, maybe.
I'm not the kind of person that blames victims, but this guy went and literally went and poked the bear.
Yes,
he
this guy,
that monster.
This guy, she was leading a nice, quiet life of recovery, and he went and got her all stirred up again.
Yeah, so you get what you pay for, I guess.
Yep, you get what you get, you don't throw a fit. next scene, SP looks for EP. I think that means Sarah Paulson looks for Evan Peters.
There you go.
Why would you come back anyway? They're talking to Matt, I believe, who he still has not revealed a reason, but we find one.
Yeah,
and it was way crazier than I could possibly have hoped for.
I guess it kind of makes sense.
They are looking for Evan Peters, as Rory, and they all decide, I'll resume my notes. Is it blood? Corn syrup? Fake out? ? For a woman, it's like Everest, ran out of oxygen, So this is a pastiche of them asking whether this is a setup, because Sarah Paulson starts to realize that maybe Rory got that job offer after all, and this was...
Sent him off with a bang.
This is Sydney's way to write him out of the story and get him all stirred up. And
right,
then,
but Dominic opines that it smells an awful lot like real blood.
Because, you know, Dominic has been waist deep in it at some point in his life.
He just got punched in the face. So
oh, I guess. Yeah, maybe
it's
that's
fresh in his nose.
That's what it is. Everything smells like copper and tastes like pennies because he just got punched in the face, dude.
Exactly.
Anyway, the whole thing about Everest was Sarah Paulson's opinion about what it's like as a older woman dating a younger man.
Right.
That the attempt, everything has to be, it's like climbing Everest. Everything has to go exactly right or there's for the ascent. Whereas an old man can pick up beautiful young women all day long, no big deal. And she says that Rory ran out of oxygen, which is weird because I didn't get that from her reaction. And it's like this cutaway was like a scene from the confessional booth.
Yeah.
When would they have had time to do that? Like her to go like, you know, because this pretty much bang, bang, bang the rest of the night.
Right.
But she did because we have the film for it.
I think that's a pretty large leap to make after you've just gotten married. I mean, I think the problem in their marriage would have ultimately come from Audrey.
Oh, she's super insecure. Also,
absolutely.
Also, Evan Peters would have bounced in about 5 years when she started to get some crow's eyes.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
I'm not saying all young men, but this young man, for sure.
We don't know that. What would have happened. The last time she saw him, he was going up to defend her from whatever kind of monster. And now you find a pool of blood in her own room and you just assume that he's left.
Nope.
But I guess that kind of makes sense. If you are under the impression that Sydney sent a pigman to scare you, he goes up to find it. I guess it does make sense. All right. Retraction.
He's 5 years away from screaming, "You've got crow's eyes!" and then just taking off. So that's my opinion.
Okay.
So we see Kathy Bates as Agnes. She's in the root cellar. And she is talking into a camera that I think she set up because there's also another cut.
She took it from the camera guy she killed
outside
the trailer.
And there's another cut. Like, where maybe Sydney has set up a camera as well, but whatever.
In the corners of every room, let's just assume they're there.
Even the root cellar, because he'd know about the root cellar.
Yeah.
He was down there filming. And she is swinging between being the butcher and saying, "Oh my God, that woman had a baby. I can't believe it." And she says that she was America's darling because they only booked her for 3 episodes and she got 5 because America wanted more.
Mm-hmm. Until they didn't.
And then the lights go out, and she fiddles around and gets them turned back on, and then she turns back on, and there's stick figures everywhere. Now, I was actually on the edge of my seat wondering if she would be actually accepted by the Wood Witch and by the ghost of Agnes, because it seems like she was doing
the... It was not the ghost of Agnes. It was the ghost of the butcher.
Sorry, the ghost of the butcher. Maybe we'll get the ghost of Agnes. We probably will.
Absolutely will.
But... I was just wondering, because it seemed like she was doing the quote-unquote Lord's work, or the Gaga's work. You know, she was doing a lot of refreshing, reconsecrating the ground with the blood.
No, I think it's meaningless blood in their eyes.
It has to be the villagers that spill it?
No, I think until you have like a ceremony. You know how they burned people as an official offering?
Ah.
Plus, they've also killed they killed the nurses who were murdering in that house too. So you can see that they have a pattern of not putting up with other people's shit.
Right.
You can only kill when you're already dead, Avi.
I'm having a hard time remembering to do my outline because I just did the translated version. New scene. Lee Harsha's Cuba. God damn, I did it right first. Lee Harsha's Cuba and Angela's fun. Dom moves in on Shelby. Come on, Shelb, period. He never touched you like I touched you. Fuck her for all I care.
Right on the counter.
Right on the kitchen table.
So Shelby's still obviously drawn to Dominic when he approaches her, but she wants to fight for her marriage, so she's rebuffing him, but not pushing him away or not protesting enough. By the time that Matt reaches the top of the stairs,
I love how you always walk in on someone while you've got your hand on their chest pushing him away, but it looks like an even more intimate moment. Like you got into the fight where
walked up when she was saying asshole, so
yeah. Well, it turns out that, like, again, this all makes sense once we've learned Matt's motivation. Or does it? But, yeah. That's a shitty thing. I actually think that Dominic's got Shelby pegged. Like, they had a physical connection that she never felt with Matt. And that's got to be... That's why you don't fuck around if you're in a committed relationship, man.
Might find out there's something better.
That's once you find out that you got the best you had, you got to lock it down. Lock it down. So, moving on my outline, confession booth, an aroma. That might actually be a typo. Amarosa. That's what it's supposed to be, but it says an aroma. Sometimes my autocorrect gets the best of me. Crazy bitch with the fake leg. I'm the bad guy. I got to play the dick. What's more important than screen time? That's pretty. That explains itself.
It does. This is Dominic's confession, and he wants to be like all the worst people on TV we've ever seen. And
Amorose from The Apprentice. I got some knowledge dropped on me in feedback that the crazy bitch with the fake leg is a reference to some real housewife of some area that she actually threw her fake leg onto a table or is prone to doing that to make a point.
I don't know. But his bad guy shtick doesn't last very long.
No.
He ends up being the hero of this episode, I would say.
I guess.
To Shelby, at least.
Yeah, but I think he was still trying to be the bad guy when he was playing the hero. I don't know if you get...
I don't know.
We'll debate that when the time comes. Lily Shelby, as I call her, breaks down. Agnes! Exclamation point. Shelby gets stabbed. World will know. Cuba to the rescue. Beats her down. Disappears.
Why are we doing this?
Because I think it's fun. Hey, you know what? We will never, ever do this again. I promise you this is a one-time thing. I just thought it'd be fun and a neat little swerve. But
so Shelby is upset. She comes in and I think she sits down in the correct chair to be right in front of this camera. And I thought they already had it set up for like a confessional in her room.
Mm.
And then she notices there's blood on the camera. Agnes comes out of the bathroom. She attempts to reason with her before trying to run and gets her back slashed horribly. Which, it's gruesome.
Yeah, that back shoulder, I mean, it got some penetration in there. That's a cleaver, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah. She's swinging hard, too. She was not holding anything back.
Yeah,
so
you know who else wasn't holding anything back? Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba beat the hell out of Agnes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was at this point that I started to think I was wrong about her not being possessed. When the lights in the root cellar went down and they came back up and there are all those Blair Witch things hanging from the ceiling, then the lights went off again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought at that point she had been possessed by the Wood Witch or whatever.
Yep.
I was buying
it. I'm right there with you.
And then she got her face smashed into a mirror hard. I was like, there's no way a human could survive that.
Right.
And then later
she gets
shot. And yeah, she was a human surviving all of that. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
The unsinkable Molly Brown, Kathy Bates. continuing on my notes, Shelby's shoulder all carved up. Sydney is dead and they don't know it. Why are they filming this? Lee has a gun! Exclamation point.
Lee has a gun. Oh, so they're down in the kitchen again?
Trying to dress this mostly severed shoulder.
Yeah. So they do the best they can, and you know what? They do a great job, because later on, she's using it just fine.
Yeah, there's
she's
not...
moving around, she's not, like, pale, she didn't lose too much blood.
Nope.
She's good, she's good.
She's a vital person.
They poured some sawdust or
Robitussin.
Gunpowder in there. And
Robitussin. Got right down to the bone. The whole why are they filming this, I think that's relevant, because at this point they're starting to openly question why isn't Sydney stopping this and why isn't an ambulance on the way.
I think they're trying to tie this back to, you know, what a real rational person would do. But you know what? I don't care. I eat this found footage horror movies up.
See, here's the thing, because I've seen some shows that do this, like Banshee did a really interesting, like, everything wired for sound, like all from that perspective. And they didn't really break any law or any rules
right.
with it.
When you have like a body cam, like if everyone had plausibly put a body cam on like Dominic had,
right,
then I'm buying it.
Well, the other thing is, like, if they just waited to darkness, like if these phones were their only flashlights and they could have a throwaway line of dialogue like, oh, I can't, this damn thing's the flashlight's tied to the recorder, like they couldn't stop filming it,
yeah.
Everything would have made sense. But they're just filming each other in the daylight.
I would want to record everything at all times, too, because it goes back to, like, a cloud database. So if something does happen to you, those people are on camera, or happened is on camera.
Yeah, I thought Shelby doing it made sense, because she was trying to kind of, like, I guess, get through to Agnes. Like, are you really going to kill me on camera? But when they're just kind of swinging things around outside, that kind of broke my suspension disbelief.
It works for me.
All right. There you go. One out of two. One out of two bald movers agree that... We can't
you
agree.
You should record everything at all times.
And I'm usually on that. As we discussed last week, I'm usually on that side of the debate. Okay, next. Escape through tunnels. Angela drinking from a hip flask in every scene. Ha ha. Rory? Question mark. What was that thing? The real Mott. I found Angela Bassett taking nips from the hip flask in every scene hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
So good. She's a badass.
Shockingly, even had enough to spare for Dominic. So all you need is a nip at 6 a.m.
What'd you think of the real Mott?
Oh my God, it was terrifying.
So
it was like an animal creature that had this unearthly growl, scream, howl thing. And I don't know, did he move in a strange way? You could barely see it, but you... got the wig and the clothes, so you knew enough to know it was Mott.
Yeah.
Who liked to just hang out in the
tunnels.
Tunnels.
Now, the thing is I understand that the television show, my Roanoke Nightmare, had some dramatic license to make him some kind of aristocratic person that tries to help or whatever. But from what I've seen of the Wood Witch, and like, they took a lot of dramatic license. Like, I wonder how Shelby and Matt's original and Lee's original interaction with him was. Was he just like a spirit that beckoned them? Was he like chasing them through the tunnels? Like, how much of the actual truth did we see in the previous episode? Because this guy just came at him crazy from the jump.
Right, exactly.
Like, I mean, he might be unbelievably pissed that they came back, because we know that he doesn't like other dead people hanging around, and now they brought a whole crew that gets slaughtered.
Right.
So that might explain the difference in his deposition. Disposition?
Yeah.
No, he's also going to do a legal deposition. He's like, look, all these bitches be crazy. I don't want him eternally haunting my shit. Let the record reflect all of these things that I'm saying in my deposition. And then my disposition is hostile towards these aforementioned party, i.e. the crazy bitches.
Okay.
Which will here forth be referred to as TCBs in the rest of the document.
Okay.
I really, really committed to that deposition
really
joke. Anything else, or should we move on?
Move on.
Matt tends to Shelby. Didn't have a choice. Lost something here. We can get it back.
So Matt and Shelby talk about the reason why they came back. And Matt doesn't say it was for Shelby, but she assumes that she can make it better.
Yeah.
If he just came back for the Woods Witch, why is he going? Why is he full throttle attending to her? Does he still have love left for her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he cares nothing for her as a human being. He just got to have that crazy Wood Witch pussy.
Okay.
The WWPE.
Okay, another acronym.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The TCBs. You can go with the TCBs, or you can swerve and go with the WWPs.
So she says we can get it back, and Matt certainly does.
Yeah, he does. So next scene, Sydney is dead, I think. I'm not an American. I'm not used to this carnage. Lee grabs the keys. The car is dead. Agnes! Exclamation point. Bam! Exclamation point.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell you're trying to say.
So
I know what happened in the scene. The, yeah. The women arrive and find Sydney and crew dead.
I just saw Audrey screaming, I'm not an American. I'm not used to all this carnage. It was funny. Agnes shows up and Lee just unloads with her on her with her gun.
Shoots her once.
Well, that's unloading. I mean, yeah, I guess she didn't like get her gun off, quote unquote. She didn't empty the I guess it was a revolver, so she didn't empty the cylinder.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yep. So they got one good lick in before they.
And the whole Sydney is dead because that's I believe that's what led to the Audrey's outrage about I'm not being American because she says Sydney's dead, I think, and Lee says yeah, think, because his guts were like hanging out at this point.
The ravens had been at them, which I thought was especially creepy thing to add in there.
I was hoping to see some eyes getting pecked out, maybe.
They did.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, man,
Sydney's
I was looking for
eyes were all,
it.
Like, red around the rims, yeah.
Oh, damn
His
it.
Eyes have been picked out.
Damn it. Love my Hitchcock.
Why didn't they hole up in the trailer?
I wondered, well, I mean...
There's got to be some walkie-talkies or
yeah,
light
and at this
or...
point, if you're just worried about Agnes, just lock yourself in a trailer. I mean, yeah. She's just, like, she's not the Incredible Hulk. She's not going to be able to, like, peel the metal walls off of it.
Right.
Now,
only
the ghosts
two of
would...
you have ever had real ghosty experiences
right.
that you know of.
Right. And only one of them, they're actually here, because she's with fake Lee and fake Shelby, and the real Lee is there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you said two of them.
Yeah, two of them have not had ghost
gotcha.
Experiences to really believe in so far, unless they just believe in things like that.
Right on. Next up, run. We should turn back. Torches, get off the road. Rory, you gave me the best months of my life. Blood dripping, a dead guy tied cruciform in the trees.
So they're running down the street or the road, and they see this mob of torches, and they say, is that our help? Where they get off the road and find cover by the exact tree that Rory's tied up in.
Sure.
Where he's been, I don't know, partially disemboweled.
Looks
he's
like
he's
flapping. He's someone started to clean him, sure.
Yeah, amazing that she decided there to have her confessional so that he could bleed on her face.
Yeah.
But he did.
Pretty good coinky dink, as Bugs Bunny used to say. so I did not know, because I didn't recognize Evan Peters in this grisly state, but sure enough, turns back, we come back after commercial, and it is Rory, and there are the notes are, I started to translate him, Rory, flashlight's coming, Polks catch him.
Yep, Polks have not gone, as I speculated in the last episode.
Nope, they are hanging out. Next scene, Agnes self-surgery. I'll be in bed with the fire of the blood moo. I think.
Blood moo?
I think that's supposed to be I'll be imbued with the fire of the blood moon. But again.
In bed with the blood moo. I like that better.
And I'll be in bed. In bed. Not in bed. In bed with the blood moon. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. There she pulls a bullet out of herself with a pair of superheated pliers.
So, she's just a human that can take a beating.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, that was a huge bullet she pulled out of herself. I feel like if she got hit by a bullet that big, it would have gone
right
through her.
Yeah. That would make more sense if she had showed an exit
wouldn't be
wound.
Embedded like an inch and a half or something. I mean, maybe it hit her scapula and bounced back, and I don't know. I'm not a trauma surgeon.
Yeah.
So, next up, Matt at night, in a trance, Cuba intrigued, I've been waiting for you. Holy shit, it's a beast woman.
The screaming coming from the woods witch, I mean, my God.
Yeah, so...
It's so hot. I'm just so turned on by it. I can't blame Matt for going down there.
Yeah.
Was he in a trance, or did he hear the call and went straight down?
Certainly they take liberties with the My Roanoke Nightmare, but they portrayed him as being in some sort of trance there, and I thought he looked pretty trance-like. Now... Trance in the same way that like Lucy was when she was responding to Dracula's call and Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Right, it takes
Dracula.
Over your willpower and that's
yeah,
something
I call
you
it trance. She's being called, whatever. Like I don't think he's resisting it. Clearly,
I mean, he was of clear and sound mind when he decided to go back to Roanoke, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he...
Dominic
gets Shelby. She'd be so fucked up. Woods Witch. I think that she'd be so fucked up as commentary on how she's just like
just magically walking around, better. Using her arm.
Woods Witch.
Swinging a crowbar.
What person would see that and thinks this is just some woman? I came back for her, crowbarred, rough week for heads on television.
Yeah. She smashes his head in into little pieces.
Just pulps it.
Yeah. Tries to get the Woods Witch away from him. He reveals that he's not under a trance or that this is what he wants.
Yeah, I came back for her in particular and that bond we had and the special Woods Witch pussy that I've been exposed to. And again, here's where like it just makes Shelby... I get it that they took liberties and they cleaned up different people, and this obviously is not Lady Gaga, even with bad teeth. But damn, I mean, some version of those events had to happen or else she wouldn't have turned on Lee. And these are things she admitted to in her own interview. The fact that she thought that Matt was just in the woods screwing some strange woman... They make it very clear that this is clearly an unnatural thing happening.
Yeah, you can hear those sounds coming
from
the top of the
stairs.
And she
does look like a bear monster scatters
away on four arms.
Like, if any version of that happened in the middle of the woods when you're having some crazy seance with Cricket and you leap to your man is cheating on you, you're a fucking... You're insane. Mm-hmm. You're insane. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Shelby, insane woman. Moving on to the Polks are torturing Lee, weed farmers, Jane from Deadwood,
Calamity Jane,
question mark,
Robin Weigert,
seasoning her leg, forking her leg, loud scream. That's pretty much this.
I told you these notes
are concise and to the point and... Uh-huh.
I told you that nobody's legs would survive this season, and was I right or was I wrong?
You are right. You are so right.
Shelby is about to lose an arm. Mm-hmm. Lee's about to lose a leg.
The limbs are popping off. They're being peeled off left and right, like so much fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, so they're going to make they're working on making some jerky. They at least skin most of Lee's leg, right? Or some part of it.
I don't know. Because
they feed it to them.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like, you know, a pound. It's not exactly a whole leg, I would say. But these people are just crazy. And I don't know how they have survived in normal society without these people disappearing in the woods. Like, you know.
They're growing weed. That's how you survive.
That's right. That's the other thing. Like,
grow weed, eat people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you doing that? She said in the scene that
it's bad enough. It's a gateway drug. You got to be a cannibal on top of a deadly weed dealer.
She said in the scene that we have no use for money or whatever.
Anything.
She said it
besides red meat and incest. Apparently.
Yeah, she says we don't have any use for those things, but you know she's still growing weed for what I assume to be a monetary profit.
Yeah. Like, for their modest needs, I feel like one grow that they did, like, 50 years ago would have been enough to set them up.
Yep.
Set them up in all the busted-up trailers and all the yuppie meat you can hunt in the forest. But what do I know? I'm not a backwoods cannibalistic weed dealer. Yet. Cuba wants a crowbar. Shelby makes sounds. Those aren't words. Those are not human words. Listen. Wait right here. Turn yourself in. Cameras everywhere. Sit here. Agnes shows up with cans of gas.
So I guess Dominic and Shelby are recuperating in the bathroom upstairs, and she says, you know, you got to help me get out of this. And he's like, it's already done.
No, she
Everyone's
says, she does
this.
Not say that. She says,
okay, got it.
I mean, that's the noise that she was making, as far as I could tell.
Uh-huh. And Agnes has showed up to burn the house down.
Yep, yep. I mean, what did Shelby expect Matt to do? Or, I'm sorry, Dominic.
There, oh, I think he absolutely would have helped her get out of it.
Really? Yeah. If not for the cameras everywhere.
Yep.
And he's like, I can't even offer to help you. Like, there's cameras everywhere. Like, yeah. you're just going up the river, girl.
There's tons of people getting murdered. You could blame that on any of the those people.
True. There's people going up all
around. That's the exact right circumstance when you can get away with murder.
Although, does Dominic know? None of the people in the house know about all the other murders.
No.
So they're still maybe under the illusion that this could be, they could just wait for help to come and be fine.
But they both did just see this crazy woods witch, so.
That's true. That is a fact that should penetrate the cement that is their skull. Polks with SP and Angela eat it up. They realize it's Lee cattle prod.
Yeah, so they cattle prod them into eating Lee jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty tasty.
My horror kryptonite, I'm not a very seasoned horror movie watcher, but I've certainly got quite a few notches on the old horror belt at this point. I've seen some of the scariest stuff in the last 5 years, and I've seen a lot of classic horror at this point. The one thing I still cannot stomach, and it's not because I'm too afraid, it's just I find it unpleasant. I find it like it's like the sensation of getting a tooth filled.
Live like, vivisection.
This Eli Roth kind of hostile Green Inferno human centipede shit is my kryptonite. And if the rest of the season or half of it's going to be like, give me all the scary ghosts.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be just humans torturing humans for no real purpose.
Right.
Like, I don't like torture, but, you know, if, like, you know, James Bond's getting his balls whacked by a ball of rope because he's trying to get some kind of combination for, you know, Virginia Slims, whatever, then I'm okay. I'll sit through that. But this is just, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to react if half the remaining season of these pulp assholes poking around.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you fine with that kind of stuff? Do you not mind the torture porn?
I mean, I watch that stuff. I think it's the grosser of horror.
Yeah, because I like the horror, because it's horror, like, you know, you see a scary ghost and like a thrill goes up your spine. This stuff just makes me feel sick in my stomach.
No, I was horrified watching Saeed take toothpicks up his nails and Lost. Ooh. And I wasn't even expecting it there.
Right.
But yeah, it's awful.
Right. So, Agnes' speech, colonists come out. You're the butcher, my idol, my maker, Cleve's head, Cuba. Oh, shit. And that's the episode.
So, the real butcher, we get to see her finally. And she is... None of the real versions of these characters they portrayed are any other actor that we know of so
far. We were
far.
Really holding out hope. Like, we were, like, holding hands and wishing on a star.
Right. Well, here's the thing, is I think that makes it even more clear for me that these real ghosts are still just a B-plot. This whole thing is still just a B-plot to a further story that he wants to tell.
What could it possibly be?
I mean, what kind of twists are in store if not that? I mean, these are people who aren't notable enough to even show their faces. And
yeah,
the other thing that
except for the Polks, because wasn't there some kind of rumor that they might spin, like the Polks are going to be some kind of potential future spinoff?
I don't know.
That's the only thing I could see is if the spinoff is the Polks are going to like kick their grizzly can up the road and be seen in a season to come.
I also thought it was interesting in the whole theme of them making the real life ghosts in such more realistic, gruesomer, mm-hmm. grosser, scarier.
Mm-hmm.
You also see that the butcher's cleaver goes all the way down her face.
Dude,
where
we've
seen it before and it just connects with the forehead. It went all the way through her face.
That's the kind of butchery that only 400 years of cleaving skulls can teach you. Like, you can't get enough experience in a human lifetime to cleave a person's head almost in twain.
Right.
That was intense. And again, I was kind of on pins and needles thinking that the butcher was going to possess Agnes mm-hmm. or the butcher was going to embrace Agnes as one of her own. Mm-hmm. Like, because it seems like that she's brokered a peace with the Polk, so I thought that she might be kind of... You know, she's kind of spouting her propaganda. I don't know. I mean, maybe she thought this horrible accent, she was making fun of her. But it didn't go well for her at all.
Nope.
And we did not, as we were hoping, get Jessica Lang as the witch, or as I like to call her, Jessica Lange. Jessica Langeberry. Angela Jessica Berry. That's the episode. So I wonder, because I thought last week was very strong. Again, a lot of this stuff that we found in the first half of the season doesn't make a whole lot of sense, even in light of the revelations we got now. But right. this is a much grippier, cooler, scarier version of American Horror Story. I've never seen American Horror Story be this consistently scary.
Right. I agree.
So, you know, rounding in, I wonder if to, like, next week's going to be really nuts. Cause it's, or is this week the, considered the Halloween episode?
I don't know.
Huh. Because it's a Monday. So I guess next week it'd be closer to the Halloween. But I guess the week, you know, after Halloween's over with, who gives a shit? So maybe this was the Halloween episode.
No, still got, I don't know.
Because, you know, Monday's Halloween. There you go.
They can't do a Halloween episode without pointing it out.
Yeah. I mean, they never have before. They've always made it some, like, you know, you can see people trick-or-treating, or there's, like, you know, what's this, JPM's having a serial killer party. There's always something going on. Yeah. Like, they had the big zombie invasion during the Coven episode season.
Mm-hmm.
Any other closing thoughts before we get the feedback?
Nope.
All right. Feedback, you can send it in at ahs@baldmove.com or on our forums, forums.baldmove.com, where we have a weekly discussion every week. That's why I call it weekly.
All of them. All the weeks.
It's for every episode. Yeah. And then not when it's not, because why would you?
Yeah, right.
There's no episode to have a weekly discussion
on. So we don't discuss it.
Feedback. Joe In. I'm assuming this has been brought to your attention at some point during your AHS coverage, but if not, I can't help but think about American Movie every time Aaron mispronounces Coven.
Nope, we never heard that.
And he linked us to a YouTube video that has a clip of the American Movie, or American Movie. It's 100% absolutely worth your time. I actually watched a clip, and it is a guy who's just saying he's got to start filming this Coven. He's got to start filming Coven. And it's the guy who plays Napoleon Dynamite's uncle.
Okay.
Doing this stuff. It looks crazy. Have you seen American Movie?
No.
I thought you were the one that told me I need to see American Movie a while back.
Nope.
Might be someone else. Well, we'll have to watch it, because this guy, he's mispronouncing shit like me.
Okay.
That's always a crowd pleaser. I'll post a link if you guys want to see the scene in question. But I'm not alone, and I feel supported and validated in that knowledge.
You shouldn't.
Christine from New Jersey. This episode I found both hysterical and terrifying. I'm a sucker for the Paranormal Activity type jump scares. They get me every damn time. Me too. Although they left some on the table. Agnes talking over into that camera with the prominent, like, mirror. Oh. There were prominent mirrors. I kept on thinking Absolutely. There'd be ghostly, like, reflections.
Like in Shelby and Matt's bedroom.
Yes.
In the corner, there's a mirror.
Yes.
Is it the, what do you call it, Chekhov's mirror?
Chekhov's mirror.
Will we get those shots next,
like,
episode?
Yeah, just like something going on in the background. They did a little bit of that last episode, but this episode, they're, you know, I was all tense for no good reason. I felt like they left some jump scares on the ground.
And then when you relax, they'll go for the, yep. shut the bathroom mirror and there's something behind you.
I mean, they did that really good with those nurses last week.
Yeah, that was they some did that.
Prime misdirection.
They did that with the pig man and...
Oh, yeah. Like, last week had the better Paranormal Activity type jump scares. This was more just gruesome shit.
Yeah.
Man, Agnes was amazing, Christine continues. Damn it, Agnes is quickly turning into a running joke with my friends. We couldn't help but laugh every time she turned up ranting about drinking the fire of the blood moon or causing general mayhem. I was hoping she would be the last woman standing. Aw, hell. Now I'm playing Murphy's Who's It Gonna Be guessing game. Sucked in. Mm-hmm. Sucked in. Anyway, I know I won't be the only one who says this about Matt's death and another show that we won't name, but too soon for this. Way too damn soon. Agreed, Christine. I'm getting traumatized and triggered and all kinds of shit.
I can take care of that for you.
How?
Beating your head in.
Oh. Okay. It's like, wow. The things that this podcast for a mature audience. Nathan E. This show.
I just thought of all the terrible things you said that borderline offended me earlier in the episode, and that's what you're pulling the trigger warning on.
Well, you know, it's super gross when the co-hosts start like getting into sexual situations when we're just talking.
It's because I'm a woman.
Yeah, and, yeah, you're right. Because me and Gina talk about fucking each other all the time. Never bat an eyelash.
I know you do.
But you know.
But when you and I talk about fucking each other, it's off limits.
Nathan E. says this show. You got me all twisted up. This show portrays fake Shelby. Damn it, let's get serious. Fake Shelby and fake Lee as being relatively naive about the show that they worked on. You mean to tell me that they see the people with flaming torches walking through the woods and they're dumb enough to ask, "Is that our help?" They also seem to need to double down on knowing what they're in for during the Blood Moon. So I got two things to say about this. Number one, they almost carry themselves as if they are serious actors, and yet we know they were cast on like a real Ghost Hunter type show. Now, I agree that maybe I can see in American culture a real Ghost Hunter show kind of blowing up in the way that like Jersey Shore blew up, but that, I mean, these people are not real Shakespearean or classically trained award-winning actors.
Right.
But they act like they are. It's a weird kind of genre bend to pull that.
Maybe it's the fact that the show became wildly popular, so now they're taking themselves more seriously now than they did before.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. Because if they're a big-time celebrity, which I guess at this point they're like reality stars, you know, if they're actually big-time celebrity actors, I guess I could see them being ignorant of how the show, because, you know, you hear that all the time, like actors, they're filming stuff out of order and they don't have all the scripts and they're just essentially standing on, I mean, I'm very simplifying on all this, but because I don't want to offend the real actors out there, but that are listening to the American Horror Story podcast and taking notes. But I mean, I hear that a lot, like, you know, that the fans know the shows better than they do because they're watching it as fans, as a cohesive end product, and they're not just getting it piecemeal like the actors do. So I guess that makes sense, but these guys also, I feel, are more reality type stars, so they probably would know all their shit. Agnes certainly does.
Right.
So I don't know which side of the what the hell's going on to fall on in this one.
What was the question?
That he found it hard to believe that Shelby and Fake Lee are naive about the show. Like, they don't know the details, like the tunnels and the fact that how the ghosts operate and all that stuff.
So I feel like, I mean, the whole reason they agreed to come back, the whole reason that Sydney planted all of these scares in the kitchen is because I don't think that any of them really believed as much as they should have.
Sure. But you would still, when you see an army of people coming down to torches, you would think that you'd make the association of, oh my God, this is just like the film we did. Not like, oh, is this the production coming here with torches to help us?
I don't know.
But also, it's kind of funny. So yeah. I'll give it a pass. Nathan P., holy shit, Shelby is a demon person. I'm imagining that when Cuba said he was trying to be the villain of the show, Shelby overheard and was like, bitch, please. I can honestly say that head smashing was both more shocking and devastating to me than anything this week. Whoa, shots fired, Kirkman. good guy Matt didn't deserve that. I agree. On another note, I need someone to caption the scene with the line when he says he won't go out and buy more pumpkin spice. Obviously, Shelby was still high off the pumpkin spice she put in her wounds. They healed pretty fast yet again.
My God.
I don't care what anyone says. Sarah Paulson is killing it. These screams are great. She gonna die, though. Agnes and Kathy Bates, /Kathy Bates, finally got her just desserts for that accent. You just know everyone's coming back as ghosts sometime soon. So far, we've seen Priscilla, Pigman, the nurses, Mott, and the mob. So I guess we're still waiting on Cricket, Edgington, the Asian family, and the Grudge Girl to show up soon. The Grudge Girl and the Asian family, one and the same.
If they do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only seen like the romanticized TV versions of them.
And I will say that if the Grudge Girl, because I was going to say, she was actually the one that kind of held up.
Yeah.
If that is like a whitewashed, romanticized version of the Grudge Girl, then buckle. Oh man, that would be.
I would also.
That almost feels like a gauntlet that Murphy's thrown down. Like, I have gone bigger and better for every one of these ghosts. I did a pretty creepy ghost girl. Buckle up.
Yeah, I also am holding out hope for the actor who played Cricket to show back up. Throwing that out there again, because that guy's not dead, but we know that he was the actual Cricket from Coven.
Right. So what's your point?
I'm waiting.
Why would he show up?
I don't know.
Because he was supposed to come in like in episode two, so he's gonna be driving down.
Well, he would show up because he's an actual psychic, as we found out in Coven.
But he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he is, but he's dead. He actually died.
No.
Why?
Because he's the actor.
Oh, so you're saying he has a hobby and he's a psychic and an actor. So you're going with the theory that
maybe
they hired
just
a real psychic as an actor.
Yeah, we've already had this conversation,
okay,
but I'll rehash it happily. Yeah, that he's a real psychic. Maybe he showed up to act
on this
so he could get close to the situation. I don't know, but
gotcha.
Also the Uber driver.
as for the Nathan P wants to get at that too. As for the twist of episode 10, I've been thinking of crazy ass theories about how the finale will be an all-star AHS battle royale starring people from every season. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make much sense, but I'd lose my shit if Murphy decides to bring back everyone for the finale. Witches versus vampires versus ghosts versus aliens versus circus folk. I don't care about canon. Just bring back everyone for a free-for-all. Who would win? My money's on Twisty. That would be... I could definitely get down with that.
Yeah.
Twisty showing up with the, you know, the wild ride, the two-faced dude. What was that guy's name? Because he had the whole troop of true freaks.
His name was Edward.
Edward Two-Faced.
I'll think of it as soon as we're done.
Morgoth. Mordred?
Mordrake.
Mordrake. There you go. Got it. Teamwork. finally, where'd Uber driver at? Also, will you be telling spooky Halloween stories? I don't think so.
No,
I felt,
we're not doing that again.
I felt very judged.
We were so bad at
it. I felt very judged and bad and cringy doing that last year. So that will never
been ashamed of ourselves.
Like me reading my notes word for word. That was a one time thing. If you enjoyed it, I'm glad. If you didn't, I will never menace you with it again. And we will just move on.
The only spooky Halloween story we'll do next week is our recap.
Lisa S, I love Dominic's shout out to the bitch with the fake leg, Aviva Drescher from The Real Housewives of New York, famous for tossing her prosthetic leg across the table at a party. Don't judge me, I catch more than enough flack from my husband for loving The Real Housewives franchises.
Well, you're watching this show, so
yeah. And also,
totally give you flack for that.
At some point I did a podcast with some of my drunk friends about the Jersey Shore. We called it the Jersey Shore
cast. Because you're drunk doesn't excuse your behavior.
I know, and I'm just saying that, like, you know, this is a judgment free zone, except for when it comes to telling scary stories and reading one's outline verbatim. Apparently from the eyes I'm getting across the table, that is the no judgment zone.
The judgment
does not,
zone ends on your side of the table.
That is the boundary. Halfway across the table, it just comes to a very hard line ending. Casey K says, if it wasn't for me wanting to see them all die due to their idiocy, I would quit the season like I did Freak Show. Just one cliche horror movie behavior decision and making after another. Ryan Murphy is so much better than this. It's like he's telling us the season will be all about the money. And actually, it's a yellow emoji face with a green tongue sticking out with the dollar sign, and the eyes are dollar signs.
Yes.
It's all about the money, money, money.
Is that because they don't have a Mercedes emoji?
And his heart and mind is actually on Scream Queens. I think we talked about all of the points that she pointed out. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought the first five episodes were kind of a hot mess. I thought the last two episodes were exactly what I want out of this stage in the year, mm-hmm. this Halloween-y stage of the year. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but that's kind of American Horror Story at this point.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Michelle, Agnes Dunn lost her goddamn mind, but holy shit, removing her own bullet earns her at least a few badass points, even if she was a batshit crazy psychopathic murderer. And then to top it off, we have Negan 2.0 taking her anger out on Matt with a crowbar, and Mama Poke taking Lee's left leg. I guess this is the week of the head bash and the limb removal and the ugly cry. Hashtag The Walking Dead. Hashtag Negan's got nothing on Shelby and Mama Poke. Hashtag now this is what you call torture porg. Hashtag what?
I just realized that Russell Edgington is alive.
How?
He's an actor.
Oh, yeah, he would be. So we're not going to get a ghost Russell Edgington?
No, but aww, we could get the real thing.
But what will that be?
I don't know.
Anyway, hashtag snot bubbles and tear matted mascara for the win. Onto the subject of Matt. What in the actual fuck, Matt? Did you really think you could have a relationship with the Scathach? I don't know what the Scathach is. If you came back for her, and even if you could, what would that be? She would kill you and make you a ghost, and then you could have mossy, dirty wood sex for eternity. Mm-hmm. One, ooh. Two, you're crazy. Three, she just ditched you for the next Blood Moon's new man about the house. So I don't know why they had this connection, but I actually think the connection was genuine. I don't understand it because, you know, I don't get down with the bear monsters you find in the woods, but they did have some kind of psychic connection that he found meaningful. I mean, that's the only thing you can explain.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think she'd turn him over because the other thing, and again, the show is romanticized, as we discussed, but I also feel like she's spent 400 years looking for this kind of, you know, new man, and she hasn't found one. So I kind of feel like, you know.
She found one and got killed.
Yeah. Yeah. They need Shelby to show up and say, it's never too late to find love. And she's like, what do you mean it's never too late?
A Scathach is an English woman who descended from the Druids and the Roman emperors.
Ah.
Or conquerors.
So she's actually dropping. So I thought this was some kind of
this
crazy.
This is coming from the American Horror Story Wiki, though.
Like, this is some kind of on fleek thing that I just wasn't, you know, or like Ratchet. Like, you know, it's like some kind of derivative of Ratchet that I wasn't aware of. But this is actually God.
You're, like, so behind on your slang.
You need to get woke. I'm going to hit the snooze on that. Elephant in the room. Did Dominic take Shelby down there on purpose with the hope that she would harm Matt and would clear the way for him to be able to get with Shelby? Because we didn't go over there in my notes, because that's one thing we didn't fully illuminate. But it did make it pretty clear that Dominic went down there and saw Matt getting down the woods witch, and then instead of being horrified that he was screwing some kind of elemental sex demon, he went up there and said, hey Shelby, wake up, you gotta see something. Is that pumpkin spice healed you? You gotta see something.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly he was stirring the pot. I don't think he intended murder to happen, though. I think he was just being the villain in the show, right?
I guess. I don't know. Or, I don't know. I don't think so.
Really wondering how this is all going to wrap. We've got Shelby and Dominic in the house, Audrey, Monet, Lee in the Polk compound. It's looking like Shelby probably has the best chance of being the only survivor, especially since she made it through Agnes's attack.
I want to go with the person who I think is least likely to survive.
Who's that?
Shelby.
Oh, Shelby, you think is the least likely to survive?
If we're putting odds on
I have to bet
the
money.
The person we want to win or to survive least.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you this. Do you think that Ryan Murphy has a sentimental bone or a soft spot in his body?
No.
Because I kind of think he does. And I think that Lee is going to be a survivor because, like, she's going to make it out of this with one leg and she's going to make it back to Flora.
We don't know that her leg is gone, but the skin on it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which they seasoned her up while it was still attached, so it's likely, or not likely, but it's probable.
Sure. So I think that I had to put money, I'd say, I swore we weren't going to play this game, but God damn it, people are playing it, and I'm not going to be left out. I think it's going to be Lee. One-legged Lee.
Yeah.
O-L-L.
One-legged Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts, or should we move on?
Let's move on.
King Cobra. Just a tinfoil theory, but what if the lone survivor is the camera / audience? Think natural born killers. I think that would be a cop out and shitty. So of course it's going to happen. I mean, that's not a person. That's not a person to survive. That camera is not a person.
Right. Here's the thing. It could also be someone who's yet to show up. Like, say we get
someone. The corrupt Polk loving sheriff is going to show up.
Maybe we get Russell Edgington who shows up. Heard you guys are having a show and didn't invite me back. So
yeah.
Or we get Cricket to come back, or someone just shows up to check into things, and they're the survivor.
Check into things.
Possible.
Do you think that? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, just to divert your.
Do the Polks count? I don't think the Polks count.
No, they're not. They're not part of the cast and crew. It says the production team.
So it's got to be. So you're right. Russell Edgington or Cricket flying in would count.
Yeah.
Because they were loosely. I mean, maybe they had a con. Again, like
Lady
maybe they
Gaga
were supposed to.
Could show up because
Lady
she was
Gaga
an actress,
could show up. I would think Lady actor. Gaga would show up, although she's busy with a new album and promoting all that.
Yeah.
So, what is it, Jolene?
Joanne.
I got a million reasons why I should be too busy for this show.
Oh my God.
But I only need one.
God.
Wild Wild Wit wrote in, this episode turned it all around for me. It was definitely the best of the season, topping last week's, in my opinion. I was actually spooked watching it. It's really fun to see the real ghost show up. I'm going to guess that Lee somehow survives this. Team, hashtag Team Aaron.
I will have no part of this.
She will come out maimed but alive to escape home to your daughter. You were like the original, you're the founding member of hashtag Team Aaron. I direct your attention to the ring on your finger.
It's like, have it back if you want, if it gets me out of this shit.
I want to dub in just a sound of like metal hitting the table. Like yes. You just whipped it off and threw
not
it at
too late.
Me.
Edit this out. Throw in the ring sound.
She will come out maimed but able to escape home to her daughter. Not a really happy ending for Flora there. No strong basis for this other than I'm hoping to stray away from the blonde girl as the only survivor trope. Ooh, good point, good point. Plus, we might automatically count her as dead after they took her leg, opening up a chance for them to surprise us. Or Angela Bassett will survive just because she is a badass.
Sure. Yeah, yep.
Okay. Zool Solar.
I mean, well, here's the thing. If Lee survives...
Uh-huh.
That makes her look pretty damn guilty, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, yes. But she's...
Right? Because she's there to exonerate herself for the murder of Mason. And then she's the only person to survive going back.
Does her missing left leg exonerate her at all?
Is she missing a left leg? Let's stop assuming that that's the fact.
True. It could be like, you know...
I can rip skin off myself and say that you did it.
What kind did you just reveal the plot of Gone Girl 2?
Yes. I'm going to skin myself just to prove a point to you. And
you're going to cattle prod me, force me to eat your flesh, kill me, and then they'll do an autopsy and it'll look like I ate. I don't know. I can't. We got to workshop that.
Yeah.
We got to workshop that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Pump my stomach. They take me alive.
Stop it.
And they find that there's, and they test it. Of course, it's your leg meat that you forced me to eat with the cattle prod.
But you'll be dead.
Hmm.
I'll kill you myself.
Airtight. Zool Solar says, when the end credits came up, I found myself gasping for air, wanting more. I was surprised Sydney got it so soon, despite his high douchebag quotient. I thought she'd for sure be one of, if not the last victim, and that it would have been far more gruesome and impactful for some poetic justice.
Who's she?
Who's she who?
You said she was the one who would get it.
I'm sorry. I thought he'd be for sure.
Oh.
I saw Shelby. I saw... Wow. Saw Sydney, read Shelby,
okay,
and then started just regendering pronouns left, right, and center. Because I think I
mess.
Said his high deuce badge quotient. I thought she'd for sure be one of them. So, yeah.
So that email was about Sydney surviving.
Yes.
Got it. Let's just sum it up that way.
I was pleasantly creeped F out by the real ghost. Initially, my husband and I had fun speculating which AHS alum would come back and portray the real ghost characters. But this is way more effective at scaring the bejesus out of me.
Right?
I agree. Like
if
Jessica Lange,
she wouldn't be scary. She would just be powerful and
right.
enigmatic and
right.
cool.
Right.
This is scary.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked like a very scary version of Kathy Bates, which is very scary indeed.
Wait till she opens her mouth and hears what kind of accent comes out.
Worst possible timeline, Kathy Bates. And Kathy Bates coming back for the worst possible timeline. Amy J, maybe it's because I haven't been completely invested in the story, but I keep finding myself drifting in and out, thinking more about the actors than the characters. And it was pretty interesting in a meta way to see the 41-year-old Sarah Paulson as Audrey expressing worries about a relationship with a big age gap when in real life her current girlfriend, Holland Taylor, is 73 years old
Holy
and 32
shit.
Years her senior. Did you know this?
Holy shit.
Did you know this?
No.
I did not know this. Yeah. If you Google that shit, I want you to turn the cell phone to me when you find it, and I want to judge whether this is a fair deal.
You haven't seen her?
No, I have not. No. No, I like to make my reactions to the feedback genuine. Thank you very much.
Holland Taylor. You know her.
Wait, her? Is it a woman?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
I didn't know that. Huh. Oh, yeah, I do know her. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was ready to unload on some old white dude, and now it's a woman in a lesbian relationship, so I feel like I got fuck all to say about this. How about you, Cecily? Would you like to prejudge the May-December lesbian romance? Would you like to opine about that?
No, I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
Like, how long have they been together? I have so many questions.
Do you think SP and HT, you know, go out at hammer and tongs? Or do you think that's more
no,
of a...
Nope. I'm not going to go there with you.
You think it's is a dead bedroom situation? It's more of a...
No. You're never too old to have sex.
Me, personally? Probably not. I'm just wondering about Holland Taylor.
So, until... 2013, she says her sexuality is fluid. And her first lesbian relationship with...
I don't think as a seven-year-old you're allowed to get away with saying your sexuality is fluid.
Sarah Paulson says... Sarah Paulson's first lesbian relationship was with a woman named Cherry Jones.
No.
In 2004.
Uh-huh.
And previous to that, she'd always dated men.
Hmm. Well,
oh, Cherry Jones. You know her, too.
Who's Cherry Jones?
Hold on. Man, oh, shit. My mind's being blown. Like, I knew she was a lesbian, and I didn't care. And then I saw pictures of who she's dating. Cherry Jones. Also her senior by quite a bit.
So she's got a thing for older women. I know. Where have I seen...
She smiles. It's more recognizable.
Yeah. I can't think of where I've seen her from, but I definitely have. I've seen her.
Wow.
So that's she likes older women.
She was in Doubt and the Heiress. She was in 24.
Right. She played some kind of...
She was in Signs in the Village.
Signs? Oh, she was the sheriff that told, Mel Gibson about his wife getting killed.
Yeah.
Getting pinned up against a tree. Why M. Night was in the background sulking. Okay. Yeah. We should move on. This is unseemly, the amount of Google imaging that we're doing right now.
What was the emailer's point?
Just that she
Besides
thought,
to
okay,
blow
so
our
yeah,
minds.
Do you want, mission accomplished, Amy J, do you want to opine anything about, May-December relationships in general, or the fact that, do you think this is something they have a good laugh about when she gets home and they're watching American Horror Story, if indeed they do watch American Horror Story, and she's talking about the difficulties of being an older woman attracting a younger man versus how seemingly, like, no one bats an eye when Sean Connery beds Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment.
No.
But, Sarah Paulson getting down with Evan Peters is an eyebrow-raising moment.
Is it?
I think it's getting less so.
Right. I feel like women's being cougars is a hot thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole television series about Cougar Town. And I feel like that's been a cool, sexy thing for a long time.
No, what's not clear to me is why Sean Connery was still considered sexy. Because I understand, like Helen Mirren, just objectively hot.
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand why Sean Connery, who was bald and who had weird greasy lips.
If you play
lips,
James Bond,
and...
you're sexy forever.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. I mean, oh, God. What is his name? Who's in Penny Dreadful?
Yeah. Tim Roth. I don't know. Timothy Dalton.
Sir Timothy Dalton. Still super hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a guy.
Would bang.
those are guys who have the slate blue eyes and the square jaws and the intense stares and the charisma, and they've aged very well.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand when some...
So give me a real example of an older guy that
I'm
trying.
Yeah, I guess I
would not bang Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke? Really? You don't like how he's rounded into shape?
I mean, he was never that great. He just had, like, an edge, and, his skin wasn't falling off back in the day in Wild Orchid, which, that's a hot movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I just think, like, that's the one thing.
Less of a stigma thing anymore.
I guess you're right. I'm trying to, most times, if you're an old creepy guy, people give you shit. If you're an old good-looking man, people give you shit. If you're an old woman, people give you shit. If you're an old woman who is super amazing, hot, like Christie Brinkley, nobody's like, oh, 67-year-old or whatever she is.
I mean, I guess...
Like, Christie Brinkley is really free. I mean, we talk about Angela Bassett, but holy shit, Christie Brinkley.
I guess we should bring it back to them actually, not real-life relationships, but the way they portray them in movies and television.
Uh-huh.
Is unfair, yes.
Yeah. And it's all kind Absolutely. Of very shallow and sort of like sex and sex appeal is the only thing that matters in a long relationship.
Right. Amy Schumer did a funny bit about when women turn unfuckable, but men say
their last fuckable
forever.
Day. Yeah. 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 Anyway, there you go. I hope that's our loose opinion on it. I hope you got what you're looking for there, Amy. Red Lancer, last email. I notice there are still a few parts with the F-bombs bleeped out, so it seems to imply the footage is still being edited by someone and presented as a show versus just being seen the footage as it happens.
They spliced in the confessionals at exactly the right
point. Oh, yeah. This has been edited. This is They're making no mistake about this being retrieved footage.
Episode 9, someone finds all these things and they release it as a movie.
Right. It's like the United States. Like, you know, we're going to hang all you Nazi war criminal doctors for your human experimentation,
but
we're going to keep your files because they're there. You know,
the science is already done.
Yeah, we might want to know how long it takes to freeze someone to death or what happens if you stitch a twin's head on its other body. Like, you never know. Like,
you never know.
But
we don't have to do it now, so that makes us such good people.
Right. Seems like we're heading for the next big twist of the show within the show, within the real show.
Thank
and at this
you.
Point, the entire cast is actors and actors playing the previous actual actors, often to recursive horror hell.
That's a lot.
Okay, so a couple of people had that opinion. I just don't see how they can do that.
How they can do what?
How they can make it the show, be the show within a show, and then you turn out that this is just another show. Like,
I don't know that
Sydney is screwing with Matt, and or maybe this is all set up to torture Audrey.
I don't think
Aubrey
it's going to be...
Yeah. Slash Lee.
I don't think it's going to be another show at the end, but I do think it's going to set us up for next seasons or tie in previous seasons somehow.
But you see what I'm getting at that Shelby is actually still not I'm sorry Shelby Sydney is actually still set this all up just to isolate either Lee or Aubrey. Is that her name?
Yeah. Sarah Paulson's character?
No, that's Audrey, the other character.
Lee?
Shelby. So he's just doing this. His ultimate target is Shelby and Lee, and he is staging a bunch of fake killings.
I don't think that's true. Otherwise, you've opened up a Pandora's box by having Shelby beat Matt's face in.
I'm just saying, like, you remember how...
I think that's playing a very dangerous game.
I agree, and I think that would probably be hacky and hokey, but this is American Horror Story. And also, remember how wired that kitchen was, and we've seen none of that. There's been none of the fake scares that we've seen yet.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? So that made me think that all this stuff is fake scares. I don't know. I think, again, I don't want that to be true, but I'm bracing for it. I'm bracing for it the next three episodes. Final twist as the camera pans back to the actual AHS production staff, and it's all some kind of weird behind-the-scenes show of the actual AHS production. That would be interesting if the... fades the, like the camera after the last person dies or makes it off, it swings around and like Ryan Murphy's just staring at you.
I wouldn't put it past
or like the Blair Witch where the camera literally falls over and like, you know, Sarah Paulson's there dead and then Ryan Murphy creeping into the camera frame just looking at you, just his one eyeball right into the camera. All right there you go. That's what our viewers want, man.
That's
what Red Lancer wants.
Okay.
If we get it, we can all blame Red Lancer because I ain't going in for another flame and yawn comment. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of American Horror Story Podcast. We appreciate you listening to this mess every week. And if you'd like to give us some feedback for the next week or the, I guess, would be the current week, next week.
Potentially the Halloween episode
2 days late.
Email
or this
us
was the Halloween episode 5 days early.
Yeah.
Take
email
your
pick. Email us at hotmess@baldmove.com.
Nope. It's actually ahs@baldmove.com. If you email the hot mess, it will bounce back to you, which actually is kind of a hot mess. So it's thematic. or on our forums, forums.baldmove.com. We got a whole American Horror Story sub forum.
Yeah,
just for your American Horror Story needs.
And all kinds of other things, because you cover all kinds of shows.
I do. Baldmove.com, it's hopping. Always, all the time. Well, we got The Walking Dead coming back. We got Westworld in the thick of things. We got this American Horror Story. We got Doctor Strange. We're going to do a get back on the movie grind next week with Doctor Strange on Thursday night.
Nice.
You
and I again on Fantastic Beasts? Or is
Fantastic
that
Beast is coming up. Yeah, it is coming up at the end of November.
We'll be doing our own bald movie about
First run bald movie. Lots of stuff to look forward to. First ever. Yeah, that you and I have done? When? What
did
we do?
Star Trek.
You and I did Star Trek?
You and I did Star Trek.
Which Star Trek?
Wow, this really is a hot mess.
Wait, we did...
The last Star Trek
Beyond?
Movie. Yes.
All three of us? Or just you and I?
Just you and I.
How did Jim get out of that? How did Jim get out of that?
I don't know. He was out of the country or something. He was
God
sick.
God damn
I don't
know,
it.
Oh, he was in
bullshit.
Fucking Denver.
Yeah,
smoking
there you go.
Weed and climbing mountains.
There you go. The
bullshit.
Same time.
All right. Again, #hotmess. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.